This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
The religion of Jesus Christ is a religion to be lived every day. It is not a Sunday-only religion. The Christ-like personality must be reflected in the Christian each day that he lives. He must live each moment as if it were the last moment he would ever have upon the earth. This life is a time for preparation. We must prepare for the next life. If we fail to make our preparation now, it will be too late for us to be saved after we are gone. All the prayers that can be prayed, all the money that can be spent, will avail nothing if we die lost and alienated from God. It is not possible for us to be transformed from a sinner into a saint after we are dead. We must die as saints if we are to live as saints in the next world. A saint is one who is separated from sin. Paul addressed the church of God, which is at Corinth, and to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. And so there were living saints in the Corinthian church. To be a saint is to be a Christian. Some think that a saint is a person stricken with old age. Others think that a saint is one who has been exalted to that position long after they are dead. Now, many aged persons are saints, but many young ones are too. But if a person dies unsaved, he can never be a saint. The Bible does not teach that the efforts of the living can atone for the lost condition of the dead. It does say, as a tree falleth, so there shall it be. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 3. This simply means that as one falls in death, so will he stand in the eternal judgment. President Garfield informed one who wanted to pray for him and prepare him for death that he did not need his prayers for that purpose. He had made preparation in his lifetime, had faithfully served his God, had been a member of the body of Christ. He was like the Scotchman who, when dying, declined to let his daughter read and pray with him. He said, "No, daughter, I have thatched my roof in fair weather. I do not need to work in a storm." This is a wonderful sentiment. I have no confidence in deathbed repentance. When one has the opportunities that we do today to hear the truth and live for the Lord, but willfully wastes those opportunities and spurns the Lord's invitation of love, I fear he will be standing outside when the storms begin to lash and the fury of the dreadful moment presses upon him. Is it fair to the Lord who died for us to give our lives to the devil, to send our lives away, to ignore every overture of mercy when we have our good health, and then when death lurks on the threshold to reach out in fright for the hand that beckoned in our direction for so long when we were sound of body and mind that could serve him by serving others? I ask, is that fair? Friends, there is not a more dangerous idea than the one that says that one can cry, "Lord, save me," on his deathbed and receive eternal life. So between now and then, you can do whatever you please when you please. The gospel of Christ demands obedience, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. When a man stands fast in sin and abounds in iniquity, do you really think that the Lord will hear him when he comes to die? God cannot forgive until the guilty party repents. Man must repent or perish, Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Friends, repentance is not just being frightened. Too many have repented on their deathbeds only to retract it all when they learn they're going to live. Do we think God is one that we can run over, trample underfoot, push back in the corner, slap in the face, insult by refusing his word, do despite to his spirit of grace, and then throw our arms around him, so to speak, when we are afraid we're going to die, and have full consolation that he in a split second will forgive and forget? What is the safe course? We all know that it is to do the Lord's will while we can, to accept it and obey it.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.